Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast. Elliot Troparks, James Seltzer with you.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing,
pal? How are you doing?
I am
Mr. Birthday Boy over there. Birthday man.
I'm feeling old today.
Yeah. Well, we were debating, first of all.
So, yeah, so 44 today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, my friend.
Tucker, go ahead and say it too. There we go.
Yeah. But he figured it out. We got there.
We were debating this. Did you say how old you were? I can't remember.
So I'm 44.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Like, so what I said, let's set this up. What I said, I was like, I am now officially in my mid 40s.
I don't think so. I get your logic.
So my logic is just
40, 41, 42, 43.
Right.
Early 40s. 44,
45, 46, mid 40s, 47, 48, 49, late 40s. Like, so it does break up.
I think you could be correct.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, for you, I think you can still say 45, okay. mid-40s. Like, I get your logic,
right.
And I'm not even pushing back hard.
No, I get it. You're just saying, wait till I actually reach
the midpoint.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, another
year. I mean, I'll take an extra year. I mean, I'll get here.
You know what's weird? I was thinking about this driving in. Like, I always think about us as closer in age than me and Jack.
When it's pretty much the same distance.
It's almost
more
exactly.
Like,
yeah. How old is Jack?
So Jack's 31. So
all right, you're like 37.
Yeah, I think you're 6 years.
But I'll be 38.
Yes, so you're like 6.5 years right in between both of us.
That is crazy.
Especially because, yeah, he's March. I'm like, so like
it's crazy because I feel so much more closer to your age.
I know. I feel like you're much closer to my age.
I guess the difference between like 32 and 35.
It does matter. Like, I think you
it is a different part of
you
life.
Grow up more. Like, yeah. You know, no offense to Jack. You know,
well, it's just different.
Different.
I mean, then we got little Tucky over here.
I know.
What are you?
30. Yeah, it's like a child. Yeah, exactly. It's absurd. I know. It's right. It's wild.
Got the glasses tucky today, too.
The glasses tucky. The weirdest thing.
Wait, are you?
Tucker was here this morning. Tucker was one of the first people I saw.
Always is.
Yes. It was weird, though. It's always weird when it's your birthday and you come into work and you're like, don't want to be the guy who's like, hey, wish me happy birthday, everyone. Yeah. But you also don't want to like walk around like not telling. What,
so it's that's how I feel. Thing.
So I didn't tell anyone. And then Joe said it on air and, you know, everyone so it's all good.
Yeah.
But I definitely was like, it's a weird spot. I don't want to be like, hey, guys, wish me happy birthday. It's my birthday. But I also want to be like, just be have nothing is normal.
I also think that even as you get older and you understand philosophically, your birthday is not as special.
No, definitely.
I do think, at least I'll speak for me, every year I want to feel special.
Yes.
Like even if I agree with you. You know what I mean? Like
it's a really good point.
Want Kristen to make a big deal of it.
I dislike my birthday because it's, you know, like I said, I'm 44 now. I was like, oh, that sounds older than 43 to me.
It does.
literally, you know, figuratively all of it. Yeah. So, but I'm with you. Like as it, like, especially today, like, I want it to be
everyone
a fun
can
day.
Pretend.
I want to have a great day.
Everyone like, can pretend.
It's my day. Yeah.
I brought you in pie.
Yeah, you did. And I love you for that.
It's the spy.
I'm so excited
Tucker,
to try it.
You tried it.
Yeah.
The pie?
I can't wait to try it. I'm so excited.
And Ava brought you in breakfast. That's very nice, too. So you're having a special start.
I texted Emily and I was like, I'm happier it's my birthday than I thought.
You know, it's always good to feel special.
Yeah, it's good. You know, I got a weekend coming, get a birthday weekend type thing. You know, kind of.
Yeah, and I feel like you make everyone feel special, so it's good that like you get your day.
You blush it out.
Yeah, you get your day.
No, it's nice.
So let's get into the devastating Eagles.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like of all the birthday presents, the Phillies were nice enough to give me 8 home runs last night. Thanks, Phillies. Yeah.
Did you see my Schwarber tweet?
No, I didn't. What was it
about Saquon?
Oh, so I don't think they're the same. I know what you're going
We
for.
Don't have to do it because I know people don't like when I talk
so
baseball.
So here's the thing. So for those, Elliot's like the Phillies look like they're going to give Schwarber a chance to play the games.
Topper said Schwarber will get a chance if in a meaningless game.
Yeah.
For the record.
So, I mean, they're very different things in that obviously the chance for injury in a football game is so much higher. And then on top of that, like the other side though, is that the Saquon record is such a bigger, I mean, Kyle Schwarber was going for the Phillies record for home runs. Saquon was going for like an all-time great record in sports.
Yeah.
So it is a different thing. Like it actually is more surprised. You know, I mean, it makes it feel more like Saquon should have gone for it.
And I was team placing.
But I wasn't. But I think it's the injury thing. I mean, it's like, yes, Schwarber could get hurt, but it's very unlikely compared to the likeliness.
It's unlikely.
Of Saquon.
It is more likely if he plays.
Of course.
Yeah.
But also there's an argument for him. We saw it last year. Like, keep these guys warm. You want them playing.
That's
you don't
the
want them
best
sitting down.
The best argument to play everybody is to keep them warm.
I almost feel like you should play everybody. Like after what we saw last year and the last
I don't know
3 years,
the answer is like,
I don't think there's enough evidence to show really what it is. You know, it's only been 3 years of this system.
Right.
But I mean, the first 3 years, I know last year was different, but the first 2 years, I mean, the teams with the buys were getting.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's already next week.
I know.
Next Saturday. Right?
Yeah.
James and Jackson.
We'll have to see if we have a radio show on Saturday.
I would guess we probably will.
Don't
end up not.
Count on us having a radio show on October.
Not our fault.
No, we will be there if we can. But yeah.
We'll get Jack and James probably. High hopes radio.
We'll definitely be on after the game. Yeah, we'd love that.
Yeah, 3-man show.
Yeah, you can come to the game.
Drop
up. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right. So it was a real bummer yesterday to see tweets come. And not just that, I texted you. I was like, "What? Where did this come from?" And then all of a sudden, I was like, "What?"
That's the funniest part about it is, and I almost have to respect the Eagles because it's just so twisted how they did it. They tweet out one tweet with like 12 roster.
I know. It's like Nolan Latu and this and that.
Nolan Smith is in the middle of it. They start the tweet being like, we've signed Marcus Epps, Cam Latu, and Perry Nickerson. Yep. We've placed Nolan Smith on IR. Yeah. And it's like right in the middle there. Yeah.
And then Jacorian Bennett, too, is another one where we didn't know. Shout out to Jason Dumas with that report, you know? Darius Cooper, obviously less impactful, but the Nolan Smith thing is a real, like that's a real injury, a real situation for this team. Now it looks like they avoided serious long-term stuff for the season. It looks like, you know, he strained the tricep, didn't re-tear it, you know, should be back. They're saying week 9, week 10, somewhere in that range.
I think it'll be week 10 because week 9 is a bye.
Okay. So that makes sense. And we've seen the Eagles at times hang on to guys a little extra longer. Yeah. We know they're going to play it safe, but from an on the field perspective, take me through your, let's put it this way, because you cover the team. You're there. Were you as surprised by the Nolan Smith news as everyone else was? And that's crazy, right?
Surprised.
Like how crazy, how often does that happen to you covering the team?
Very rarely. Because like normally what will happen is we go to practice and the guy's not there and it's like, ooh, right?
Why isn't they there? Something's going on.
So, and also like, you know, we know what the body part is now, but the initial kind of like confusion over what the body part is. So just to put people through like the semantics What would it be?
You're like looking for like the timeline?
Yeah. Like the whatever. So the Eagles, by placing him on IR prior
logistics, maybe
the Eagles, by placing him on IR prior to practice, don't have to say what any of the body parts are. If he just didn't practice on Wednesday and then was put on IR, he'd have to be on the injury report with his body part. So they put him on IR prior. And then there was like, well, what's the injury? And we eventually find out it's the tricep. So here's my thoughts on it. Like, first of all, not good, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it means you know, your best edge rusher.
Not ideal, right? Best edge rusher. My concern more is I fall a little bit where I'm at with the Landon thing. Like, I understand that it's he didn't completely re-tear it. He doesn't need surgery. Like, that's good. My worry is, like, he's going to come back and it's just going to bother him all
and
year.
Well, and he
was already wearing a brace.
He hasn't been great. Like, he's hit or miss with certain numbers and stuff, but the pass rush rate stuff, like, he's been pretty bad.
Agreed. Now, I still think he's probably been their best edge. Like, you could argue Uche, argue Josh. Oh,
I was talking about Landon Dickerson. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Landon. Like,
another discussion.
He's been pretty bad. Yeah. The numbers are showing.
So every week I do my thing where I like rank the different positional groups, and I just like have a habit of just being like Eagles elite, like offensive line. I don't know anymore. Like, obviously they still have elite talent.
And I think they can get there.
Yes, for sure. But if we're talking about how they're playing right now, they are not playing like
clearly
the best line of football.
No doubt.
And Dickerson has not been great. The numbers back that up. I think he would even tell you he's not been great. You know, so yeah, for sure. So the Dickerson thing, to your point, to I guess kind of make the point I was trying to make, is like Dickerson's not been great since coming back. So my concern with Nolan is, first of all, he's tried to play through this tricep thing, right? Like, clearly it was not 100% healed. Otherwise,
look, they talked about the beginning of the camp. Remember? Yeah. It was like that. Yeah.
It's got the brace on. So my concern is going to come back like missing time in season. Now, it's not a lower body injury, and that's good. He'll be able to do cardio to an extent. I'm not really sure, like, you know, with the tricep, like how that impacts his ability to do cardio, but like, it's not a lower body injury. So that's good. But you're missing like the chunk of the season in the middle. I just think that's going to be hard to come back from. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm not saying he's like a lost cause or anything like that. Like, I still think he will play productive football for them. And honestly, you really only need him at his best in the playoffs. And for what it's worth, for seeding, like, sure, you know, the last 5 or 6 weeks. But yeah, I he is their best edge. Their other edges are basically like kind of mishmashed together. Mm-hmm. Like
we're Zadarius Smith. Guess what?
Yeah, like Zadarius Smith, Josh Uche, like who's been
Felix Hunt has not flashed yet this year.
Hunt's not been that good. I also think it's interesting that with Hunt, with their edges, they play them all predominantly on one side. Hunt's played both sides, which to me almost speaks to like they don't really know
what to do with them.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, like I don't feel great about the edges moving forward. The good news is the defensive tackles have been awesome.
Lights out. And Jalen Carter hasn't even played that great yet.
Jalen Carter's not even played that
great. Well, that's why I think like with all the, and we'll get into more of it, but with the amount of guys they might be missing on Sunday, this feels like, hey, Jalen Carter, time to say hello to the 2025 season.
Yes.
You're so needed more than ever on Sunday.
And you want to talk about like how surprised we were. If you would have told me early in the day that there, like, or, you know, the day before or whatever, that there was going to be an Eagles injury to a defensive lineman, I'd have been like, it's definitely Jalen Carter.
Of course.
He's been flexing. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it was definitely surprising.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
I'm Christian McCaffrey, pro running back, and Abercrombie is an official fashion partner of the NFL. I'm not kidding when I say NFL by Abercrombie broke the internet last year, and I think this season's lineup is even cooler. And so does my wife, who keeps stealing all my hoodies. Stay fit for the season in Abercrombie's newest arrivals. Shop NFL by Abercrombie in the app, online, and in store.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
So I was on with Spike and Ike yesterday, and they tossed an idea by me. And I'm curious, like, would you try to trade for Trey Hendrickson?
So it obviously it's been around Twitter. People have thrown it out there.
Oh, has it been? I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah. People have mentioned it.
I mean, the Bengals season's kind of
so cooked. Here's the thing.
He's like, in the final year of his deal.
I don't think Howie is going to. It seems like Howie never makes these type of trades. Like, when does Howie traded two first for a player?
Jason Peters. I think it'll cost like a 3.
Oh, you don't think it'll cost that much?
Well, he's in season. Their season's over. It's in the
just a 3 to get him, but the contract.
Yeah, you have to pay.
But even so, how often does Howie trade for someone that he's going to get a big contract to? Like, these type of moves, like, it's very rare that Howie.
It would be unlike Howie.
It's very unlike Howie. So, like, I don't expect it. But, like, yeah, if it's a 3rd and a contract that, like.
Well, I get as well. Hold on. Actually, let me backtrack. I'm not sure it's super unlike Howie. The reason I think it could be a Howie move is because I think if they trade for Trey Hendrickson for a 3rd, like, you maybe extend them, but you just play the year out.
I mean, I would do that in a
and you say to Trey Hendrickson,
I wouldn't even think to go make your money. Like, I wouldn't, you're going to be on this team. You're going to dominate. We're going to get paid like that. Look at what Milton Williams made. Look what Josh Sweat made. Yeah. It's a no brainer.
Yeah, if you can make him happy,
no brainer. Yeah, I would do that in a second.
You would do a 3
in a second.
Would you do it too?
I would do it too. I think for Trey Hendrickson. I'm trying to win Super Bowl right now. We got all kinds of picks. In this case, if I know that Trey Hendrickson is down to come here and not get a contract and play for it, I am totally cool.
Yeah, I agree. Now, the other part of this too is, and I hate to say this for Nolan, but like he is also in a contract year. But like
he's also undersized. He's had he had an injury coming into the league. My concern with Nolan Smith with this injury is that this is like the start of many injuries with Nolan Smith because he's undersized, because he plays violently. You know, like I wouldn't Is he always just going to have something, you know?
Well, and I think just from a cash flow perspective, we've talked about how Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith are two guys that could potentially get paid a lot of money this offseason. Now Jordan Davis is part of that conversation.
Yeah, no doubt.
But like, if Nolan's going to miss time and not have a great year, the number of the number you're giving Nolan goes down. You can use some of that cash to pay Trey
Hendrickson.
Totally.
Of course. So, yeah.
Who knows if the Bengals would do it, but I think it makes, honestly, if I'm the Bengals, I would do it. What are you going to pay Trey Hendrickson next year?
If you're the Bengals, older, your season's cooked.
Yeah.
Your Bengals, I would take a four. I mean, I would, but like the point is like, yes. I would trade Trey Hendrickson before the trade deadline for the best deal I can get.
Especially for a cash-strapped organization.
No doubt. It's
I have
a
to look at his contract, but I feel like his base salary is really
this
high.
This is a no-brainer for the Bengals.
I agree
with you. So, and it's a question of what the competition is and all that type of stuff. Now, the other thing, and I think this is what you were alluding to with Landon, like my bigger worry with this injury and these injuries popping up is that this could be the year that the injuries kind of get to them. Like,
well, this is what I was alluding to.
That's what I figured
yesterday.
You were going to. That's what I figured. And I figured you were going to with Landon is kind of the thing you're going with that. Like, and I don't think we're there. I'm not expecting this or anything like that, but I do think it shows you, like, reminds you how unbelievably part, you know, skill and purposeful in what they do, but also incredibly lucky they have been with injuries for the last few seasons. And it does raise into question, like, and I'm again not expecting, but is it going to be one of those years where guys just keep falling?
You know? I'm trying to think back to 2023. Was 2023 injury prone?
Not really, right?
No. I don't think
so. AJ for the playoff game
18,
was a big
I feel
one.
Like was obviously Carson, you know, there, those, that whole thing. Not looking towards the Bucks, but just to talk about the injuries, you look at the Bucks offensive line and like
they're a single guy playing
disaster.
In the right place. Yeah, it's all over.
So like
it's really, not even mentioning Mike Evans and
it puts into perspective how healthy the Eagles have been. Like they have not had to put a position like that together for a long time. So going into Tampa, like, you know, it's actually a not terrible week to not have Nolan because now Tristan Wirfs might play. Now it's his first game of the year. Mm-hmm. So like there's that. But yeah, I mean, it's not great for Nolan. It's not great for the team. And we'll see how the people play this weekend. But like you look at Za'Darius Smith, Azeez Ojulari.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been unwilling to play him. Maybe that changes. I would give him a chance. I don't think he looked good in training camp, but they gave him $3 million. So like this is maybe his one shot this weekend to prove he should be allowed to play. But if he looks bad, if they don't get pressure this week, I do think you're getting close to, we already thought they might need to make a move at edge. I think you're getting closer to, you got to go get somebody.
Let me throw out another name that also has been all over Twitter. Okay. I'm sure you've thought of.
Well, I'm shocked you're seeing these Twitter stuff.
I know.
I was off Twitter most of the day yesterday.
Would you go to all-time Eagles great?
Oh, Brandon Graham.
Just retired and say, hey, BG.
Yeah.
Suit him up, buddy. Would you?
I don't know, man. Like the emotional side of me likes that Brandon retired.
Me
as a
too.
Super Bowl
champion. I think it's
he
so
seems
perfect.
Happy.
I'm with you. I wouldn't. I would feel bad putting him in that.
Yeah,
spot.
And like, look, the Eagles.
But could, like, I would take him on the Eagles.
The
too.
The Eagles could absolutely win the Super Bowl this year. Let's not. But like, the year could also be like one of those gross years where people are hurt. Like, you just never know.
You never
right?
know.
So I would rather
Brandon's just, perfect thing just stay.
Like, how much is he really playing?
I don't disagree. I'm just saying, like,
no, it's
he would help.
It's the exact thing. Too.
It's the exact like, thing. It's exactly what
he
we
clearly.
Like,
I mean, he is. I don't even think he super wanted to retire.
He said he's staying in shape. Like he's told us that on the air with us. He said, "I am staying in shape, guys." Like, yeah, you never know. He said he was 90% retired.
Yeah, and I think like had the Eagles been like, "We want you back." This is just my opinion.
I think
he
would
have came back.
I think so too.
Wait. So would you?
I think I would. Again, if my only reason is I feel bad asking him, if he's willing to say yes, then you know what? Sure. You know, and I know that it's like, I want him to go. When I saw Jason Kelce go on the worst way possible, like, it's like, what it is. Like,
yeah, I get that.
He could help. So yes, I would, but I'm with you. I don't, like, it's not like I'd be like, absolutely go do this. Like it does. It feels weird.
Well, then what are you doing? And this isn't the end of the world, but what
I'd
are
rather
you doing
they make
in
a real move
when Nolan's back? That's the other thing about making a move. Like, so let's
say they still need rotation. It's not like they're stacked there. Like they could use a guy, period, you know?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, it makes sense. It'd be a good vibe thing too. Like I think everyone would be excited about it. He would be, I would still probably lean no, but it'd be tough to say no, especially if they were told Brandon wants to do it.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
If they're like, hey guys, Brandon wants to play. Just, you know? All right, let's get to the cornerback thing though. Cause I do think that's the other biggest issue heading in this game. And then the linebackers, cause those are three things. So, Jacorian Bennett, it turned out we thought Adoree Jackson was the worst of the those two injuries. Clearly not. Jacorian Bennett put on IR.
I'll say this quickly. Seeing Adoree in the locker room yesterday and talking to him, I don't think he's playing Sunday.
Okay.
Just
so
my read
like,
on it.
Look, that's
wrong,
the vibe. He didn't practice yesterday. He has the groin thing.
Yeah.
But Jacorian Bennett is absolutely not playing. He's on IR.
Yes.
All right. So let's assume Adoree can't go. Keely Ringo.
Wow. I think it's Keely.
And is Mac McWilliams like in there? Like, what are we doing here? Perry Nickerson was added back to the squad. Ricks on the practice squad.
Keely just talked like he was going to play. That's the best way I can put it. Like, talking to him yesterday, it was almost like all the questions were kind of like, so you excited to play? And he's like, yeah, was like the vibe of it. Also, like in the warm-up line, it was Quinyon, Cooper, Keely, and Adoree was all the way at the back, which is another reason I don't think he's playing.
Now, I will say a good week for it. Yeah, with Mike Evans out, even if Godwin's back,
he looks like Godwin is going to play.
It looks like he's going to play, but he's going to be on a pitch count, they said.
And he hasn't played all year.
And he hasn't played all year. And like, you just put Quinyon on a buka, and you're like, all right.
And you just have him. I would just have him chat him.
You have to, I think. Yeah.
So, I mean, look, Keeley's one of those guys where, despite all the evidence, I still just kind of believe in him. Like, he did not have a good training camp in the eyes of the Eagles, obviously. Vic Fangio, who we know is honest, has said he's been better since the season.
Look, we know there are some guys who just play better when it matters.
Yeah, I don't know if that's him.
I don't
know
him either. No, I'm just saying it's possible.
I'm excited to see it. You know,
we know he's physically gifted. We know he's big. We know there's things out there that he could do.
Well, the question then is, too, like, do you trade for someone?
Why?
Because Jacorian Bennett, I think he probably has a bright future, but like, he's kind of cooked
Maybe
he's going to be out a month. You never know, right? Adoree, I thought, was playing better, but it's a groin injury.
And
like,
it was, less good competition.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So you do, would you rather trade for an edge or a corner? Because I think the need is maybe bigger at corner in a way, but
I think edge is probably
a more important position.
I mean, it's all about who you're getting and what you're giving up, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
So let's say I can't think of it. All right, let's use Denzel Ward with the Browns, right?
Trey Hendrickson is the idea.
Yeah, would you rather?
Now, Denzel Ward's a better player than Trey Hendrickson, but the idea being that, I do, don't you?
I mean, I'm not a huge Trey Hendrickson guy, but the stats don't. Like, he is one of the
best.
I know,
but Denzel Ward's like an all-pro corner.
Yeah, I mean, Trey Hendrickson's led the league in sacks, the last 2 years?
Is it two in a row?
Tucker, can you help us with this? I
think he does. Two in a row?
He has – his rush numbers are insane.
I didn't realize it was that
high. He plays for the Bengals, so I never watch him, but I think he's better than Denzel Ward.
Really?
You are better with the rest of the league than I am, so I'll take your
opinion. I could be wrong. I know that Denzel Ward.
I thought it was
not
even up for debate.
Really?
It's 17 and a half each of the last 2 years.
Wow, that's a lot.
Denzel Ward is good. I didn't think Denzel Ward was even a top 10 corner.
I think he's up there.
Okay. So would you rather trade?
He has been at times. I know that.
Would you rather trade a 3 for Denzel Ward or Trey Hendrickson?
He's younger. Denzel Ward's only 20.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That does help.
Yeah.
So Denzel Ward's, yeah, you're right. He's not quite as good as I thought.
Yeah. I think he's a good corner.
He's a four-time Pro Bowler, not
Yeah, yeah. My he's bad. A good player for sure.
No, my bad. I thought he was better than that.
I think I'd almost be more in on Denzel Ward just because you could put him out there for every snap. Like, Trey Hendrickson will be out there for a lot of snaps too, but I don't know. The defensive tackles have been so good. I don't think getting pressure on
and
the quarterback.
And I like Za'Darius Smith. I think he's going to play well for us. So.
Yeah, now he wasn't as good in the second game.
No, of course not. But, I'm just saying I like Za'Darius Smith overall. I think he's a solid football player.
All right, so you're Howie on the phone.
I think I would trade for the cornerback, but I'm really cheap. Definitely cheap.
Well, I think I'd go Denzel Ward.
I think so,
if
too.
I had to pick, yeah.
Okay. All right. Same page. Yeah. Let's get to the linebackers, because what the hell?
I actually think it's all fine.
Okay, so that's why I'm asking you, because no one's talking.
Zach Bond's gonna play.
You think so? So tell me about that leg brace, because I don't know much about leg braces.
So I saw Zach Bond in the locker.
It looked like he had a robotic leg.
Yeah, it was huge.
What was going on?
It looked
that?
Like a leg brace that offensive line
yes,
wear when they
it was
torn their
huge.
ACL.
Like, what's going
so
on?
So I saw him in the locker room yesterday, and I was like, "How are you feeling?" Everyone's freaking out about your leg brace. That's what I said. I was like, "Everyone on Twitter is freaking out." And he was like, "I'm all good. I'll explain more to you tomorrow," which is today. So
does he talk tomorrow?
He just was leaving and he's going to talk to the media on Thursday.
Gotcha.
But he was all good and was not walking with a limp, seemed in good spirits. So I don't know what he's going to, say today, but my guess is
just want to try it out.
No, I think he's probably
joking. You think he's just putting it off for fun?
It's funny you bring that up, because I actually think I've always thought there's some logic in players just wearing knee braces to prevent injury and get used to it.
That's
as
an
opposed
interesting
to,
thought. That's a really interesting thing.
Because I was talking about Embiid with my friend. Yeah. And he didn't have the leg brace.
The famous Embiid text thread.
No, it's just nonstop.
You know, it's Ibezel. We won't go deeper, but I have heard I have heard more about this text thread from Elliot than any other text thread or anything.
So anyway, like, I think there's some logic in just wearing a brace, but I don't think that is what Zach Bond is doing. I think he probably is dealing with something. Now, Jihad.
Out of nowhere, no practice.
Jihad, too. I'm a little more worried about. So I didn't talk to Jihad, but John Clark said that Jihad said he's taking it day by day.
Oh, God.
Which to me is like, would like bad. Now, I saw, again, saw him in the locker room. He seemed in good spirits. He wasn't limping. He didn't have like ice on his leg or anything like that. But I'm a little less sure about him. My overall opinion is Odori's not playing. Lane Johnson is going to play. Zach Bond will play. And I'm up in the air about Jihad.
So we'll pick the game tomorrow. But is there anything else related to the game before we get to final thoughts and whatnot? Is there anything else related to the game that you want to hit today? And again,
I get the only thing I actually wanted to pick your brain on. That's the last thing. And then we'll do final thoughts is Chauncey.
So I would not bring him back.
I would not bring him back.
Yeah. Here's the way I look at it. And I think, honestly, one of my biggest takeaways is it is such a credit to the Eagles culture. That they have had such success with this guy here, the 2 years that he's been here. Cause I mean, for him to, he's been on five teams in 5 years, right?
Well, two are the Eagles. Five
two are the Eagles, but five different spots.
He's not been on the same team twice in a row.
And for him to go to the Texans, who need him, you know, and a couple weeks ago for them to convert his salary into, you know, a couple weeks ago, he was part of their future plans.
Yes.
And then something happened in the last 2 weeks. Like, it must have been bad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bad man, something bad must happen within that locker room. Whether and I know there are reports about him like ripping other teammates, doing what he wants to do. And say, well, here's all I know. Like, you know, D'Amico Ryans was here. I knew D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah,
I worked for the Eagles when I was there. I talked to that guy in the locker room. Like,
great guy.
About as stand up a human being 100%. As you'll interact with. Like, if D'Amico was done with him, like,
so here's my thing. I definitely think the off the field stuff matters for Chauncey, but I think. I'm just going to go back to what I've kind of always said about
on
Chauncey.
The field stuff,
I just don't think he's as good as people make him out to be. He makes plays, which are huge.
He brings an edge and all
that stuff. But like, you see reports out of Texas, out of Houston, like how many plays this dude has screwed up. Like I saw one article and they pointed to the Texans are 0-3 and they've lost all three games by like, you know, a field goal or less or whatever it is, one possession. And in all three games, he was directly responsible for a massive play that ended up causing them to lose. So like, I get that Chauncey brings an edge and like the Eagles, to your point, have done a good job having him in the locker room. And I think they'd be okay if he came back in. I don't think like he's going to show up and like whatever. I just don't think they think he's that good. So when people view him as a fix at safety, I don't think they view him that way. I would have more interest in Chauncey coming back if he was going to play nickel, but I think Cooper is so much better at nickel on the inside than on the outside.
You would move. Yeah. On the outside. Exactly.
Right. So I would just a no on it. Yeah. And I think they are too.
Yeah. Look, again, they traded him away for nothing.
Yeah, well, it's funny.
Eagles did. Yeah,
they ended up trading a 6 for a 5.
Great tweet from like Panasonic. I can't remember his Twitter handle, but he was like, the Eagles, he's like Howie Roseman traded a 6-round pick for a 5th-round pick.
Yeah.
Straight up, which is what it is, because they were like, it's pretty funny. But yeah, I'm a no. Look, I will say that if Jeffrey, Howie, and Nick and Vic brought him back, I would trust that group and trust their culture and all that, but I'm with you. I lean towards personally. I don't need to.
The last thing I'll say on it is I'm not comparing him to Matt Patricia, but I would be a little worried that on a year that already has combustible.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, there's a little bit of like, just why bring in a potential grenade?
There's also the whole concept of like when he left, first of all, when he left, you know, he's like, oh, I get it.
Shots,
I get
sure.
it. You know, they have the young guys. Cool and then it. A week later, he's ripping the hell out of the team. And then also what I find funny is like when he got traded, like 90% of Eagles fans were furious. 80% of Eagles.
I know. Yeah.
And now everyone's like, oh, Makuba's great. We don't need him.
100%.
Oh, we're good.
Makuba's not even been that good.
Well, I know.
I'll take that back. Makuba was very good.
But it's just very funny. It's very funny how we turn very quickly.
Yeah,
like
agreed.
That.
Well, what I respect about Eagles fans is they will just truly
they care about the Eagles. That's right.
Did you see someone yesterday? I forget who it was in media. Was like, Eagles fans are the worst fans on Twitter. And I think it's actually a badge of honor. Trust me, I deal with Eagles fans, but like this is someone that deals with all NFL fans. And he's like, there's no fan base that attacks like Eagles.
It's so true. We get on people.
Oh, it's so funny when other fan bases try to make fun of me. I'm like, you have no idea.
You don't even know
what I deal with. Like, yeah, exactly.
Oh, adorable.
Oh, Rams fans are mad. I think Stafford isn't that good. Like, let me tell you.
What I go through on a daily basis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Imagine fast hydration combined with balanced energy, perfectly flavored with zero artificial sweeteners. Introducing Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Unlike other energy drinks, you know, the ones that make you feel like you're glitching, it's made with natural caffeine and electrolytes, so you get the boost without the burnout. Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free Hydrating Energy. Tap the banner to learn more.
All right, final thoughts.
Okay. Do you want to go first? Because I got to find.
Wow, on my birthday. Well, go. That's fine. I have one if you want me to go
first.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. It's appropriate for a birthday because I was thinking about this the other day. How crazy is it that we, being parents in certain cases, but that, you know, anyone can grow up to have kids or whatever.
Right.
That we actually get to name someone.
It is crazy. That's a good point.
Like, it's such an important thing in life. Like, what your name is, like, I do feel like, plays a role in who you are.
We've talked about this.
We've talked about this.
You're like, I didn't name you Star for nothing.
Exactly. Like this stuff matters. And like, there are just certain names where it's like, you're probably not gonna be cool. Like, I'm sorry. You know,
well,
like
here's
certain names where if you get the name, like, you got a really good chance to be cool. Like,
here's this next step to that. Is it the biggest decision you make in life?
It's a big one, right? And it's So it's just so crazy. Like, I was like, I get to name a human. Like, yeah. Zoe is named Zoe because of me and yeah, Emily.
Talk about having a take.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think we make a bit, because it becomes like mundane. Like, it's just like everyone names their kids. You right. know, everyone, like, you know, so many people have kids.
Well, especially if you go with the out there name.
That's what I mean. It's you know, just,
there's some safe names.
I don't think we make a big enough deal about what a big deal it is to actually name a human.
Yeah. I think that's true.
Thank you.
I actually really don't have much on topic.
I think it's really good about true. It. Yeah, like, I felt really good about it.
Like, I could argue, like, the biggest decisions you make in life are, like, you know, who you marry, yeah. if you have kids, but, like, naming the
yes!
kid.
You're pretty big. That person's life, you're, like,
you could almost argue, like, where they go to school can be rectified. Like, you yes! can't change their name.
Exactly.
You can't 4 years in be, like, actually.
Exactly. It's almost crazy that we don't,
Apple
like, just...
wasn't the move.
Yeah.
Like, you're,
whoops.
You're James now. yeah, yeah, yeah. This is not working out for you. Yeah. Like, you're right. And you only get one shot, like yeah. not one shot, but like you can't change it.
Yeah. I mean, you can legally, but it's not, you can't.
But
like,
what percentage of people do you think
very
have late. Their parents change their name within the first 5 years?
Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
one. Maybe. Point like,
do you think how many people do you think name the baby something and then a week later?
A placeholder?
Like,
maybe. I don't know. It's a good question.
I bet there's a little more of that than you would think.
Maybe.
All right. My final thought.
Yes.
So I think I've reached a point where whenever I see something funny, I cannot enjoy it by myself. I have to show people. Like, if I see,
I see a funny tweet,
I'm like four different group chats. They're
yeah.
all getting.
Oh,
it.
Yeah.
I, good show I'm watching. Like, I'm not just going to sit and watch it. I'm going to text people, be like, you've got to watch this show. I can't remember the last time I enjoyed something and I didn't tell anybody about it. Like, I can't enjoy it if I'm not telling people.
Well, so I'm going to have to come around at you on one of your former takes and
okay.
show why it is flawed because of this specific thing.
All right.
That's why you go to the movie theater to watch a comedy. To share the comedy with other people, you laugh together.
Oh, this is my anti-movie.
Yes, your anti-movie theater.
Well, that's more.
That's
about,
why you go to a movie theater for horror movies, to share the fear together. It's the communal experience of it. I'm with you. If I want to see some money, you know what? I want Tucker to laugh too. I want you to laugh too. We can watch a movie together and laugh together. What a beautiful
but
thing.
But the difference is I like to show people. Like when I'm already in the movie theater, they're already there. I'm not going to turn to the person and be like, yo, how good is this? Like, I like to be like, look how funny this
tweet
is.
Oh, see, I like to share with
like,
people.
What percentage of tweets?
I like to share it with people because it is so funny. I want to share. We're
but
both
I think
laughing at this.
You're not really sharing. You're
it's
going
a communal
through something
experience
together,
of,
but you're
of
not
humor.
Really sharing. Like how many tweets, and you don't do Instagram, but like how many tweets do you see that you're like, this is funny that you don't show somebody? It has to be a small percentage.
Sure. I take pictures.
That's what I mean. Well,
I take pictures of every funny tweet that and I have some here, but
do,
I'll usually
yeah.
end up showing them to Emily. I'll text my brother them a lot. He's big yeah. on the memes and stuff. But yeah, like I could probably go on my phone.
It's
and
also funny. I'll just
text.
I'll just text a tweet, like no comment, just being like, hey, look at this. Like just knowing like, excuse me. Like, I just want people to look at it. Like, yes, I can't enjoy something by myself anymore.
Yeah, I like to share yeah. clever stuff like that, but I do think you're underrating the community.
Instagram, group chats, just sending Instagrams all day.
Like, this is one that I took a picture of the other day. This is Handsome B. Charming tweeted this. I finished a beer and I immediately want another because once I start drinking, I find it very difficult to stop. Do you think there's a term for this? If not, I'm thinking gentleman's ambition.
I like that.
Great, right? It's just
that's
funny.
Good.
Like gentleman's ambition is
instead
like
of alcohol.
It sounds like yeah. the perfect phrase for that. It's really good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I always take pictures.
You do. You're a big, I mean, I'm just looking at your phone now. There's
yeah,
like
big screenshots.
All screenshots.
Yeah.
All right.
It was good.
It was fun.
I'm with
happy
you.
Birthday.
Thanks, buddy.
Everyone tweet James happy birthday.
Yes, please. I will see them all. All right. We'll be back tomorrow with the picks pod, picking every single game.
Yes.
So until then, he's Elliot and James.
For a limited time at McDonald's, get a Big Mac Extra Value Meal for $8. That means two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, and medium fries, and a drink. We may need to change that jingle.
Prices and participation may vary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.